Well, where we're going is nowhere because construction has really been a massive conversation this summer. If we look, there are things we love talking about. We love complaining about. If it's hot, we're going to complain that it's too hot. If it's cold, we're going to complain it's too cold. If it's smoky, we're going to complain it's smoky. If it's summer, we're going to complain that there's too much road construction. And if it's winter, we're going to complain that the roads are crappy and why can't they do some dang road construction? It has been at a bit of a fever pitch. And one of the best journalists who keeps his eye on construction, on the roads, on our various ways of commuting is Tim Harlow with the Minnesota Star Tribune, who joins us right now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Because today Tim wrote about another highway project that's underway. And Tim, we're talking to you while you're stuck in traffic, I can only assume.
I'm actually doing pretty well. I got to work at home today, so I'm not stuck in traffic.
Perfect.
So I'm smiling.
Perfect. Perfect. Yes. Well, I will say when that is the MnDOT answer as to what we should do because of a construction project, I hate that answer. Because if it's not everybody can do this. And it to me, it just sort of says there's nothing you can do about it. Construction is going to be a fact of our life. You've been looking into this from another from a couple different perspectives. I guess my first question to you is, are you with me? Do you feel like there's been like a higher rate of complaints from people this summer compared to normal?
I would say, well, I don't know if I can compare it to other years because people complain about road construction all the time. But let's just say I'm getting 3 to 5 emails a day and a couple phone calls from people grousing, asking, why are they doing all this construction at the same time? And I think that it's just compounded because not only do you have the freeways under construction, but, you know, you got the city projects and the county projects, too. So trying to go east-west has just been a nightmare since the beginning of May.
There is a financial component to this, right? Because they're trying to, the state of Minnesota, MnDOT is trying to spend some of this federal money that they got when Joe Biden was in charge. And this was sort of that budget. And they're trying to spend this federal money, right? Is that part of why there are so many in the metro going on, so many of these sort of maintenance projects going on?
Well, I think that's part of it. But, you know, some of these projects are scheduled, you know, several years in advance. But again, that's all tied to what federal funding they're going to get so they can plan these projects. So I think the two are related. I don't know if they moved any of these projects up because of the federal funding, but I do know that 25% of MnDOT's budgets for this year in the fiscal year is for projects going on this year. So they want to get these things done because down the road, they've got more road construction for us to deal with.
You wrote a little bit about, you know, the multitude of projects going on in the metro area. And when I've talked to MnDOT, they say, like we're doing the same number of projects that we're always doing. But they are like we had the mega maintenance last weekend, which I love the branding. Do you like the branding of the mega maintenance project?
Oh, I loved it. And they're going to do it again in August, so it'll come back.
Yeah, wonderful. We created like a little spoof movie trailer promoting mega maintenance. And I'm glad I get to get another run out of that deal in a couple of weeks. But we've got like the 35W Burnsville. We got 494 Bloomington, 55 in Plymouth. There's this 394 project. And of course, the 94 between Minneapolis and St. Paul has been the worst. What is the status of this 394 project that's starting? Supposed to start Monday?
It's supposed to start today. And for the first 2 weeks, you're going to see some overnight lane closures and some work on the side. It'll be July 28th, so 2 weeks from today is when we're really probably going to start to see the effects of this one. And that's when they're going to close down the easy pass lanes. 5,000 cars that use it each day will be put into the general purpose lanes, and we'll be living with that till, you know, the end of the construction season, which is late October, early November, depending on what Mother Nature decides to throw our way.
So I've been one questioning the fact that all of these seem to be, you know, in similar areas of town going on at the same time. But today I might be backtracking. And because the reality is our construction season is short. The complainers are sort of saying, like, well, isn't there a better way to do this? And I'm not convinced there is a better way to do it. Are there other ways that they could maybe lessen the impact of this without just not doing as many projects?
You know, that's a great question, you know, and people have been espousing that, well, just do it 24/7. I don't know if that would speed things up, and that also is a problem because you got to get people to work 24/7. And when you're trying to get people into the construction trade, which is they're struggling to do that, saying, hey, you got to work 24/7, that's not a good advertisement to bring people in. And I don't know how much work they can even get done overnight. And then you got all the noise, so the people will start complaining about that if they live near these sites. So I'm not sure that's the solution, but, you know, it's one that people throw out there all the time.
Yeah. I'm with you on that. I think the 24/7 nonsense is a straight-up pipe dream from people. Why don't you go sign up to do it if you think it's such a good idea? Like, I also worry about safety. I mean, we have to be real that people are much more careless on the roads today than they were even 5 or 10 years ago because of all the distracted driving. And so, I don't know, I wouldn't feel real thrilled about, like, sending my family members off to go work in a construction zone at 2 in the morning. I used to drive to work at 2 in the morning. It was not always a pleasant experience, put it that way.
Well, I agree totally with that. You know, and they do some small projects at night, like the bridge that they're building over on 50th and Highway 100.
Right.
You know, some small projects that they can do at night, but, you know, not closing down whole highways and things overnight and working 24/7 for months upon end. And the thing about this is, now, I mean, I'm no engineer here, but, you know, once they get work done, you know, concrete has to cure before they get to the next step. And people are always saying, well, how come I drive by and there's nobody doing any work? It's like, well, they've done work. Now they're just waiting for the next step. And they're probably off doing a job somewhere else because there's a lot of demand for them.
Tim Harlow is with the Minnesota Star Tribune. He covers the drive. He talks about construction quite a bit this time of year. I suppose my only question, or maybe mild criticism, is that all of the explanations make sense, right? But where's the innovation? Where's the creative thinking? Like, let's do a test of doing a project this way to see if it goes better. Am I being unfair? Are there innovation or are there new ways of trying to pace these out or new technology to try to make some of this stuff go a little quicker?
I think that's a great question for MnDOT that we've been asking, trying to find out. But, you know, when it comes, push comes to shove, you still got to put asphalt down. And
yeah,
I don't know if there's a new way to make asphalt and put it down other than the way they're doing it.
Right. Right. And I think the curing of the concrete also is another, it's an excellent point when you think about, like, these bridge repairs and bridge projects. Some of this stuff just takes time. It just takes time. What is your biggest nightmare commute? What's the worst that you have to deal with?
Well, being that I live real close to downtown, I don't really have a nightmarish commute when I go to the office, and I go 3 days a week. But I saw it firsthand over the weekend, all those cars on 36, you know, it's like, it looked like, you know, Friday afternoon rush hour on a Sunday afternoon. And I did try to go to St. Paul over the weekend. I thought, well, I'll just go on the city streets and avoid the freeway. Well, that wasn't any better. So, you know, I think the east-west traffic trying to get across from one side to the river, I think that's the biggest frustration for people.
Yeah.
And a
yeah.
lack of signage. I've gotten some emails saying, how come the detours aren't marked better? And I think people just want to know where they can go and how they can go, and not being able to do that and then getting caught in a detour where they don't know where they are. I think that's why people are really upset.
Appreciate your work. Tim Harlow with the Star Tribune. Oh, one of my guys on YouTube is volunteering to do construction overnight. So one of our so we can
great.
Contract. We got one.
It all done for us.
We got one so far. One so far. Tim, thank you.
You're welcome.
447. I hope I will confess, Dan, like, I love road construction. Maybe this is the next This is the next commercial we should, like, spoof commercial we should do. Because I love road construction. A lot of you guys belly aching about being stuck in traffic. I love it when you're stuck in traffic. I want your afternoon commute to take as long as possible.
As long as you have one of those little devices with you that maybe benefits us a little bit.
That'd be even better. That'd be even better. But look, I met a woman today who told me that her commute from her job to home is 6 minutes. And she wondered if I could do the show a little quicker. Now, that's one option.
I mean, that's a thought.
I'm asking for delays in your commute. Is it possible that big drive time with DeRussia is conspiring with MnDOT to make your commute a little longer?
We would never do something.
Just to juice my rating.
No.
I would do that for sure. You wouldn't be in favor of that?
I mean, I wouldn't tell people I was in favor of it.
I love your traffic delays. When JP says there's a... They're stacking. What is the JP line? They're stacking and cracking.
Pretty sure that's not it.
we'll see if he's listening.
JP.
Yeah, jammed and crammed. That's right.
All right. Thanks, JP.
Jammed and crammed. I like a good jammed and crammed. And I think JP was about to tell me to jam it and cram it. And so we will. We'll break. We'll do weather and traffic next on CCO.